behalf of the elder, can I ask whether you have visitors? If you are a visitor, please rise up. Any person who has come to worship with us, and you do not belong to this congregation, but today you happen to be here to worship with us. Thank you. We look like all your visitors. Thank you, visitors, for coming. And another one here. God bless you and keep you well as we receive you. Where is this visitor song? Where are we?
There's a Christian welcome. There's a welcome here. There's a welcome. There's a Christian welcome here. God loves you and I love you, and that's the way you should be. Hallelujah. God loves you and I love you, and that's the way you should be.
Thank you, our visitors, for being with us. Before I share the word, it is true, and I'm assuming elder, or the rest are the members of district number 16. So if you belong to district number 16, can you stand? And I don't see your elder. Where's your elder? He's on the way coming. Now, elders, all the members of the district number 16, can you stand? Number 16? Number 16. At the far end, I can see you. These are some of the members of visit number 16. I'm assuming others are your visitors. Thank you very much. I know there is district number 24 and 25. They had their service. So today, they could take service anywhere. So if you belong to number 24, 25, can you stand? This is number 24. Yeah, I know you had a service. That's why you are with us. We appreciate you. Thank you for coming. This church is structured in a manner that we can reach everyone at your level. Therefore, we have 29 districts. And you need to belong to one of the districts. But we know there are some intricacies. That sometimes people are unable to join others in the districts. And that's why we usually have this service coming here to minister to others. There are people who have their membership in other places. They worship with us. There's some people, they are not aware of our structure. It's also a good time to explain to them so that we may minister to you. And upon the end of this service, if you don't know exactly where you belong in terms of the districts, we are around. That's why I'm here today. Because I have also a district of those who are not identified with the others so that we may move together. The other thing that is housekeeping, it is true that on Sunday we have our Thanksgiving. We are being called upon to come over and be with others. It is during the examination season. We have class 8, they have their rehearsals tomorrow, and the whole of the week they are doing the exam. The form 4s, they are already almost done with their practicals. We are being called upon keep praying and remembering them that are candidates. The other thing is your support. We need your support through prayers, through your involvement, and where we need to tap your skills and your potential. Be available for us so that we may expand the kingdom of God in St. Andrews. We want to make St. Andrews great again. And it's upon me and you to do what we can. My sharing this morning, as we assemble here, is the whole question of increasing your capacity. enlarging your capacity, your vision. We all desire to grow. We all desire to move from one level to another level. Not forgetting our theme for the year. And we have been talking about it. It's the whole question of growing in all aspects. We desire to grow large. We desire to go beyond and to make more room for other people. Ephesians 3:20, God is able to do far more abundantly than all that we can ask, imagine, or think. Well put in the book of Ephesians, when we desire to increase our capacity. Increase your capacity. It has no question of rising up, because that's where we desire. Being a parent, being an officer, being a leader, we all desire to keep going up. The big question is whether we know what is expected of us. And as we talk about increasing your capacity, it's the power of self-belief. You believe that you can make it. We are men and women that are involved with a number of activity. If you think you have reached your limits, God has the ability and the resources to help you. So do not limit yourself. There comes a time you find that you have come to the end. Don't limit your God. He has the power, he has the resources. You have to enlarge your vision. We know the direction that we are moving. And we should not be clouded by what we are going through currently. We should desire to keep moving. Make room for new things God wants to do in your lifetime. History is not yet written, all of it. The history is being written. Of recently, we have this Eliud Kipchoge, who said he can do it at 2 hours. No other human being had attempted to run a marathon of 42 kilometers within 2 hours. But he had what we call the self-power, the power of self-belief. And even some other people believed in him. There is a guy in Britain who dispatched his chartered jet to go and pick Eliud in Eldoret to take him to Vienna because he believed in what he was saying. When we believe, we also challenge other people. We came in, and you can imagine dispatching a chartered jet so that he may have a enabling environment. And finally, the guy made it. Increasing our capacity. There is a lot that I have learned about this gentleman. He had what we call, he had to believe in himself. Believe in yourself and believe that you are not limited and you cannot make it. The mercy and the Lord's goodness shall be with us forever if only we desire to increase our capacity. We are known by our names. We are known by even our origin. We are known even by our connection and our networking. The Lord is calling upon us to increase our capacity. When you change your mind, you enlarge your capacity to receive. There is no way you can increase your capacity, enlarge your vision, thinking the same. You cannot keep thinking in the same manner and expect a different result. We have to raise to the bar, to a certain level, the threshold. It is unfortunate that some people go around with a small cup expecting much. Even in the name of our prayer, you have a small cup and you're expecting much. It's not actually game as usual. The Lord wants us to raise to a certain level and we raise our bars. We have to stretch our faith. Let every moment be a time to go a new level. Even attending a Sunday service is not a routine. I'm not coming here as a routine. I'm coming here because I want to stretch to another level altogether. God's goodness is limited only by one capacity to receive. We talk of God of capital G. God who is ready to release all his presence to us. But we limit God by our capacity to receive. And the Lord may look at us. You are asking for this and that, but you don't even have the capacity to receive and to keep. Increase your capacity. Remember, you cannot go through life thinking with kind of mediocre might and then you expect it to excel. You cannot keep thinking of the lack at the same time you talk of the abundance. The two do not go hand in hand. The abundance vis-a-vis the scarcity, the Lord is looking at us. As a church, as an individual, God is like he is complaining. We are limiting him what he wants to do to us. We know that when we obey God, amazing opportunities and blessings will be directed to us. And there is no way we can enlarge and increase our capacity without the so-called obedience. The business of increasing your capacity go hard in hand in obedience. And God is God of abundance, not the scarcity. There is no shortage in heaven, for heaven will never run out of the promises promised to his children. And he has some limitations, and he talk of lacking, but heaven is not lack of the resources. The problem is not with heaven, the problem is with me. And therefore I have to call a meeting to myself. Be aware of limiting God's blessings by lack of faith and obedience. We are unable to receive, yet God is really directing everything to come to our way. Even though God has amazing things in the future, he is limited by our capacity to receive. Because even the thousand of kettles on the mountains belong to him. The problem is not with heaven. The problem is with me, the capacity to receive. Your capacity will never increase in your comfort zone. We look like we are settled there, the status quo. There is no way, the comfort zone. I have to rise up. I have to declare what I need. The problem is not with supply. The problem is that you don't have the capacity. You can imagine it's a little challenge that whoever is releasing the presence to us is not limited. The limitation comes due to the capacity to receive and to maintain and to keep. If therefore no shortage of resources in heaven, then the problem lies on earth, where we are. But remember the prayer of Jesus Christ. They belong in the world, but they are not of the world. Brothers and sisters, the Lord is speaking to us. Strength does not come from the physical capacity. It comes from that will. Are you determined to go for it? Are you determined to summarize your challenge and say what you have? And that's where we are. We limit our capacity to receive. We limit. And that's what we have learned of a certain lady. This lady was a widow. The book of 2 Kings chapter 4, we have four miracles recorded. But today I want to narrow in to the poverty-stricken widow. There was this lady. We have read the reading here. And this lady, she was a widow of a member of the group of the prophets. And the problem was, and she went ahead to tell the prophet Elijah, "My husband who served you with you is dead, and a creditor has come, and the intention is to sell my children in order to pay the debt." She declared her challenge. And this was a problem that she could quantify. And she went to the right people. She went to Elijah. Because the late husband was working with Elijah and declared her case. Elijah asked her, "Tell me, what do you have in the house?" "Nothing at all, except a flask of the olive oil." She declared what she had. She had a problem, which she clearly gave the narrative about the problem, and she went to the next level to start the read-through with the read-through that she had. Even as we decide to increase the capacity to enlarge our vision, we're going to start where we are. There is something God has given to you. There is that faith that you have. And the angel told the lady clearly, go around in the village, borrow as many empty jars as you can from your friend and from your neighbor. And this lady, she had good rapport with the neighbors. She was able to move around. She had a problem. She has put it across. And that's what she was told to do. And she was given instruction that was so clear. Go around the village. Borrow as many jars as you can. And this lady, whichever the home she went, she was accommodated. Simply, she had a good rapport. Even as we talk about increasing our capacity, it will start with how we relate with one another. Am I talking to somebody? How we relate with your colleagues? How you relate with your children, with your spouse? For you to increase the capacity, you have to mind about your relationship. And this lady, she went around. Remember, everything comes to us that belongs to us if we create the capacity to receive. You have a problem? Can you create the capacity to receive? Go around the village and bring as many as possible. And this lady, then go into your house, shut the door behind you, pour olive oil from your flask into the jar, setting each one aside. Very clear instructions. And if the Lord wants you to do something, He gives you very clear instruction. Even when He told Abraham, go and sacrifice your son, he was not sent to any mountain. He was told, go to Mount Moriah. Go there. When he wanted not to put up the ark, he was even given the big key. He was told, go to ABCD. This lady was told, and she was given clear instruction. If you want to increase our capacity, we should be men and women who are attentive to the instruction. The Lord is speaking. The Lord is speaking. Many a times we miss our blessings and our miracles because we do not pay attention. This lady, she was told what to do. Go in your house with your sons. Put as many jars as possible. And any time you put it aside. And she did it. Soon every container was full to the brim until there were no more. And olive oil stopped flowing. She was told, take what you have. Have as many jars as possible. Put aside. And I'm telling you, immediately she finished putting all the containers, we are being told the oil stopped flowing. Now sell the olive oil, pay your debts, and your sons can live on whatever is remaining. Brothers and sisters, even as we assemble here, I'm unable to receive my miracle because there's something wrong with me. The Lord is looking at us. As soon as our capacity of jars were used up, the oil ceased to flow. But as long as there was a jar to put, she had a jar to put. But she limited herself by the number of the jars. The Lord stopped multiplying when she no longer had the capacity. The limitation was not in the supply of oil, but the lack of empty vessel. Our God is 24/7, and He wants to bless us all the time. Are we available 24/7? Yet our God is available 24/7. Because as long as there was no empty vessel, the oil stopped. The Lord is looking at us. However, she had more jar, she could have gotten other people out of the debts. If this lady had more jar, she could have been even a blessing to other people. But she limited herself by the number. By the number. If she had more and more, the oil could have continued to flow. as you could have become a blessing to other people. The lack of joy limited the widow capacity. She paid all her debts. And I'm telling you, even she was able to have the retirement package. Because when she cleared everything and everybody, what remained for her, it was like a retirement package. The Lord wants to give us in abundance. Tell your neighbor, increase your capacity. We are limiting our capacity. Our God is 24/7. As long as this lady, she had an empty jar, she could have gotten more and more. The heaven is not lack of the resources. In increasing your praying capacity, the Lord is looking at us. Not only the prayer, even the reading of the word of God, claiming his promises. What is it that the Lord is saying? Increase. So that I may increase your capacity. The problem is not with the supply. The problem is with the receiver. Because our God is on the throne. The limitation was not in the supply of the oil, but the lack of the empty vessels to be filled. Sometimes God does not that supply from places unknown and beyond. You know, God can be mysterious. He can supply from nowhere. How can you imagine with only a flask of oil and you are told to go to the neighborhood? Because God can do the miracles at his own time. God cannot and will not put anything into full to a full vessel. We have to empty ourselves. What the Lord needed here is the empty. He cannot fill what is already filled. Because any time one vessel was filled, she was told to put it aside. A story is given of two fishermen who went to do the fishing. And one fisherman looked the other one. Any time he happened to get a big fish, he was returning it to the water. When others were so excited, one of the guy, any time he happened to score and get a big fish, to him was really a sad moment. He take it back there. Simply because he had a 10-inch frying pan. Well, would I cook it? Because the pan that he had was only a 10-inch frying pan. And therefore, getting a bigger one is a challenge. And he had to return it there. 10-inch frying pan mentality. You want that much, but the way you are doing it, it is limiting you here. We are just but 10-inch frying pan people. You are seeking for a miracle. At the moment the Lord releases a miracle to you, you start complaining. This guy, anytime he got, he happened to get a big fish, he could return it to the water simply because he was limited by 10-inch frying pan. The Lord is looking at us. The Lord look at me sometimes, he look at you. In fact, if I give this gentleman this miracle, it will be a problem to him. The Lord may not do. Correct me, we are blocking God's blessings. Because you don't even have the capacity. And it's a good problem. Even how to manage a blessing. You know, some people, they get a blessing, and instead of the blessing becoming a blessing to them, become a problem. It looks like a good problem. Is that true? There's a good problem here. You have a miracle here. You have a blessing. And instead of the blessing blessing you, it is cursing you. It is putting you down. Where are we? The Lord is looking at us. God wants to bless beyond your normal income. God wants to bless you beyond your normal salary. God wants to bless you beyond the normal retirement package. Where are you to receive the blessings? This lady, she was given the instructions. And she did it. God can give you one touch. God can give you one good breakthrough and be turned loud in your lifetime. This lady, one touch, go around in the village and brought turned loud in her lifetime. Because even she got the retirement package out of this, she cleared all the debts. God can give you one breakthrough. Tell your neighbor, one breakthrough. One! One touch. This lady, what she was told, and she did it faithfully, brought a turnaround in her lifetime. Make sure you do not shortchange yourself. We shortchange ourselves. Many a times, what we are going through, even as a church, as a nation, is the whole problem of not knowing where we are going. God has a thousand ways to fill your container. Do not go around year after year expecting the same thing in the same manner. But this lady, she walked out, she went to a ranger. My husband is dead. You know my husband. I have a creditor. What can you do for me? And she followed faithfully. Are we men and women? Do not borrow tiny little containers and limit what God can do for you. Where do you seek the advice? You have an issue. And when you are seeking the advice and the counsel, you go to the wrong people. This lady went to the right person and she was told what to do. We are limiting ourselves while we go to seek the counsel and the advice. Who are in your inner circle? Who are the people that when you have an issue, they are in your inner circle, you can go and pray with them? By going to Elijah, she received her miracle. Who are in your inner circle? Who is this that you must talk to? If you take your phone today, who is this that before the close of the day, I have to talk with this person or interact? Is there a value addition? The Lord is looking at us. Facts are many, but the truth is one. The facts are many, but the truth is one. She went to the right person. And this lady received her miracle. God is saying, I created you as the head, but not a tail. God has a big plan in your future. But what about the 10-inch mentality? Who say you will never own a nice house? Who say that you will never take a mission trip? Who said that you will never pay your bills? Who is this? In fact, this lady, she was mourning her husband. But within all time, the creditor came, and the intention was to take the sons. And finally, she followed what she was told. All it takes is one touch of God's favor. Who is telling you you cannot move out of that challenge that you have? Many a times, it's like we are used. The status quo. The Lord is calling upon us. Get rid of 10-inch plan mentality. Do not let the limited mindset. God's supply stops when he has supplied all, when there is no more vessel to put. 24/7, God is supplying. You may not see how it can happen, but God knows. Allow me to finish by giving you four ways to increase and to enlarge our capacity. Even as we go through this week, there are many ways the Lord is inspiring to us. Avoid negative conversation. They will really affect your capacity. Don't entertain negative conversation. This is the creditor, and she came to threaten the lady, to intimidate the lady. She refused such kind of conversation. She went to the right person. Put on your spiritual glasses. 2 Chronicles 20:20. Joseph Josphati is talking to the big men of the Judah. The battle is big, and you have been threatened. But this is the word to your battle. Put the spiritual glasses. Don't see things as other people see it. See it differently. Change out of your comfort zone. Abraham settled in his father's land. He was told to leave and go to a country. Even the information was not given. Total disclosure of the information was not given. But he went. Today we talk of Abraham, the father of the great nation. He left the comfort zone. We are able to increase our capacity because of our comfort zone. And finally, it is ask God to increase your capacity. You know, Jabez, 1 Chronicles chapter 4, enlarge my territory, enlarge my boundary. The Lord is calling upon us. Brothers and sisters, even as you go through the week, increase your capacity. Enlarge your vision. Make more room. Listen to what God is saying. Who said what you are going through, you cannot be delivered from that? Let us stand and pray together. Will you stand and pray together? Dear mighty God, our desire, and that's why we seek your face every other morning, every other day, is to increase our faith, is to enlarge our vision, is to remain focused, dear mighty God. We are men and women who are involved in all the manner of the activities within the family, within the society. Help us to listen to your voice. And mighty Father, remove that 10-inch frying pan mentality and stand firm, dear mighty Father, in our faith. We cannot make it on our own. We need your grace, which is sufficient. For this we pray in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.